I unplugged from the world. I left my pager, my mobile phone. There was nothing anybody had to say that I could hear or would even want to hear, because I lost connection for a while. And my faith, I realize, is stronger and deeper than I even thought, you know? I mean, sometimes you're in the forest and you don't see the trees. And boy, I was in the forest, so, you know, Spirit came and helped me through the day. And I got home in the evening. I didn't want to see anybody. I didn't want to have to say, oh, what's going on? Because everybody, well, how's Dory? Dory, they knew, you know, she blew her leg out, and there was all sorts of stuff. And I'm carrying around trying to, you know, make things work. And we go on for like 3 or 4 days. It was real hard, especially when you can't do anything but pray and count on your faith and know that the people who love you are loving you even whether you know it or not, and the strength of the prayers. Because there were a few people, as it turned out, there were a few very close people who I just happened to say what I was having to look at doing, and I tried to do it one day and couldn't. So again, I wanted to go back to where it was when I wanted to numb myself out, not feel what was going on in my life. But you know what? I didn't. I sat there and I looked at that and I thought, my God, why would I ever want to miss a minute of this? You know, this is really a very special opportunity to have an experience that made me still connected, even though there's parts of me going, no, 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 but yes, yes, yes. And I just was there and managed through prayer and through what this faith thing is all about. So I get back to my little abode, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just weeping. I'm just, you know, what the heck is going on, you know? It just was really hard for me. And I said, okay, so if this stuff is going to work, then I'll make a prayer. And I'm really Nancy Dalton Thomas from Missouri. You got to show me state, you know, give me some proof, give me a, you know, guide me somewhere so that I can recognize where I am. And if I can't do that, then at least I have the faith to know I'm where I should be, if, you know, we don't believe in coincidences. So I said a prayer and I asked for a sign and I laid down to sleep. Now, mind you, I hadn't slept maybe 6 hours since last Wednesday. And this was Monday night, day before yesterday. And I lay down and I slept. And about 6:30 in the morning I woke and I felt a nudge that I had had for years on the edge of my coverlet, and I sat straight up in bed and called out my dog's name and felt her presence. And then wailed again, cried, oh, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, you're here, stick around more, that was not enough, not enough. And I hear myself go, it's not enough, duh, you know. So I said, okay, let's give myself a little time, because now I'm on Tuesday morning and we got our final class. I made a commitment, I'm going to help do things, my classmates are always there, we have wonderful circles, and I felt that to go to class, I wanted to give back to the pool of love that I had just taken so heavily from all day Monday, all the Monday night. And here I am, Tuesday morning, 11 o'clock, and I'm watching the clock, it's 2 o'clock, oh my gosh, can I do this? I get cleaned up, and I go to class. And I'm going, well, I'm not going to say anything because, okay, we'll just things go. And the worst part of anything when we have a loss is dealing with other people wanting and not knowing what to do and having to go through what that's about, because, you know, we really love and want to support and help each other. So I got to class, and these sandbaggers didn't have a clue. I was good. I was good. And not one of them, not one of them. And I'm wondering how I'm going to cope with this. Well, Millie knew. You know, Reverend Millie, I mean, my gosh, you know, you play golf with her, you don't even need the club. She looks at it and it goes, you know. She knows, there's no secrets here, see. So Millie and I, Millie knew, and she gives me the eye that I show up, and I'm just, you know, because I went to give back because of recognizing my faith and love and prayer strength of everybody here. And well, I'd be danged if there weren't Ruthie. They were sitting there, we come back from our break. Ruthie leans over and goes, "Well, look at Nancy. You know, what's that with Nancy?" Well, all of a sudden, everybody starts giving me messages. You know, Millie says, "Well, get up in the center. Grab Marcy's hands. You guys stand there a minute, you know." Well, it's like, you know. Every one of these wonderful people here who don't give messages, who, "Oh, I don't know if I can even say my ending right in public," and just sandbaggers. We're talking sandbaggers here. Every one of these people gave me at least two messages, sometimes three or more, and didn't have a clue, did not have a clue to what was going on. Told me things that only spirits, my little Dory, and I knew. Everything from walking up steps and seeing life, there's no words to go to it, except the gift that was given to us. They didn't know it yet, see. But to me, I go, "Oh, you guys are making me so emotional." You know, I didn't, still wouldn't fit. What that gift was spirit. And that gift, I mean, there was, after all this was, Millie finally goes, "Well, now, are there any more messages?" Well, now, we didn't have but one circle. That was all we had for whatever it was we came back from break, which is totally unique. And everybody's just the love, the words, the messages, everything was just, my socks wearing, you know, up and down. And everybody was in tune and didn't even know it. Except Jolene goes, "Oh, well, I know you have a dog, but was this other dog?" And well, there was another dog. In my history, I was yanked from the traffic by a little black cocker spaniel. That's a story that went in my family for a while. I don't remember that, except I'm sure glad they were there. So, make a long story short, they brought out the love, the faith, the prayers, the spirit was telling me that, you know, it's okay, you know, we can go across the veil. It's there, it's here, it's everywhere. And that kind of support and love, I mean, here we are, in the whole world, look at us, here we are, us. You know, that's special stuff, and there's many of us who aren't here tonight, but, you know, prayer works. It works. So, after we had our circle and everybody gave messages, then Millie clued everybody in. "Well, you know, Nancy, coming through my classmates to me, and the gift that peace and love that was shown to me to help me be here tonight, to be able to even ever stand up and talk about what's going on from my inner faith is, well, it's real special. And I guess the only other thing besides claiming these guys are sandbaggers and no matter what they say when they stand up, don't believe them, because when they open their mouth, chances are spirit's going to use them whether they know it or not. But from their heart, there's love. And I think for every one of us here, we can look at Reverend Millie back there and say, you know what? This year, we got it. We got it. All the way, we got it. Whether we know we got it or not, we got it. And I'm very grateful for everybody here and my classmates. And God bless you all. I'm so happy you're in my life.